You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Nick Ashew, and we have a huge odds boost for all of you today ahead of week four. Nick Chubb over 99.5 rushing yards and a touchdown. This is boosted to plus 225 at Caesars. Absolutely huge value in this based on what he's done so far this season. Love this one.
Yeah, 113, almost 114 rushing yards per game, 341 on the season. I mean, the guy has been what we expected, right? You knew that the Browns without Deshaun Watson were going to sit there and say, you know, this Nick Chubb guy is pretty good. We might want to give him the football a little bit more. And that's what they're doing right now, Lucy, and you benefit from it. It's almost like, well, I would say an Aaron Judge home run prop, but we went through a long stretch where that wasn't actually hitting. So maybe it's not totally like that. But yeah, this is right now what the Browns need to do, and they'll continue to do it for the foreseeable future.
Exactly. Aaron Judge has to get to 62 still, by the way. So we are still betting on Aaron Judge as we go into this Sunday week four after a Thursday night game that was, I think we'll be talking about for a while because the concussion issue is now back in the forefront of our lives because that was very scary. Is also half, well, you know, prayers up for Tua because that was very terrifying. Get that at plus 225 at Caesars and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Nick Ashew and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for this weekend? We are both on bets in the same game. I like the Packers -9.5 against the Patriots because no Mac Jones, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers just beat the Buccaneers. So imagine if the Patriots then beat a team that just beat Tom Brady. So I think that would be very interesting, but I think the Patriots will likely be with Brian Hoyer starting at quarterback after Mac Jones went down with his ankle injury. Was so huge advantage for the Packers. They already had a ton of advantages, and I think there's just even more in this situation, and there are some trends that favor the Packers here as well. Matt LaFleur is 11-1 in October games while coaching Green Bay and 22-6 off one or more consecutive unders while coaching Green Bay and 18-3 after covering the spread in two out of the last three games while coaching Green Bay. So I think the Packers are going to get a big win over the Patriots here in Green Bay.
Yeah, you and I are in a similar game, just maybe not the same exact bet. I actually like the under in this, and I got it at 40.5. And I understand that's a low total, but if you look right now, it's low for a reason, right? The Packers are ninth in rushing yards a game, so their plan is to run the ball, which is weird. Because you're taking Aaron Rodgers out of the game, but this is kind of what they have to do that's going to work right now until they have some semblance of consistency with those wide receivers. They're 27th in points per game, and the Patriots are kind of right around the same spot. I mean, the Packers are averaging 16 points a game. The Patriots are averaging 16.5 of points a game. So it's just, you watch both of them, like, they're not scoring right now, Lucy. So it's really, really difficult. And on top of that, the Packers are also 6th in passing yards allowed. It's Brian Hoyer. Look, say what you want, Mac Jones. He may be playing. It's not Mac Jones. Mac Jones is not playing in this game.
No,
it's going to Brian Hoyer. And look, when it's Brian Hoyer, you end up knowing this is somebody who doesn't have a lot. Like, he's been around forever, but he's not somebody that gets consistent starts. So there's going to be a lack of a rhythm. There's going to be a lack of chemistry with the offensive line of receivers for the Patriots as it is. So I really like the under in this game. I think this is going to be an opportunity where both teams are going to run the football consistently. And by doing that, you're going to eat clock. The score is going to be lower. So take the under in this one.
No, I like that one too. The under for sure, because the Brian Hoyer story is fascinating. He is the cockroach of the NFL. Yeah. He will not die. He has been around for I don't know. It feels like decades, but he's been around forever. So it's, you got Brian Hoyer, because Mac Jones not playing in this game. There's no way. Right. I don't know what that report was supposed to be. That he, you saw the way he came off the field last week, that he looked like he was shot in the head.
You're trying to trick people. That's what it's all about. Exactly. The Patriots are doing what the Patriots do. He might play. He's not playing.
He's not playing. So it's either Brian Hoyer or you got Bailey Zappi. So either one of those quarterbacks going up against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Yeah, I think the Packers are going to get a big win here. But I mean, if Brian Hoyer surprises, that's going to be the surprise of the century. Yeah. There's no way. This is going to be, I think, a low scoring game. Packers will win big. The Patriots probably won't score very much. So I am very, very interested to see what Brian Hoyer does here up against the Packers for sure. Or Bailey Zappi, should he come into the game. Yeah. But I do not think it will be Mac Jones. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.